Is it working? Okay, today is Daf Memhei, Erev Pesach. We have the coffee discussions. Okay, we're good.
Are we allowed to have coffee? Why not?
You guys, I don't know if it's time. I don't know if the fasting has started yet. Okay, today's daf Memhei. I'd like to learn today's daf in Zeichah Nishmas, my great-grandfather. My great-grandfather was killed in 1942. By the Nazis while he was making matzah. Today is his yurt site. I'd like to learn Zeichah Nishmas, Harav Shmuel, Ben Harav David. Okay, we are on the mission of the bottom of Mendal and Beis. Got a lot of ground to cover, so let's move. The continuing discussing what took place when we had when they did skila. So, Hayu Arachok Mibesa Skila Abra Amos. If the Niskal, the guy who was getting stoned, was 4 amos away from the execution site, Mavshitin also Begadav, they would strip him of his clothes, because the Pasuk says, Ragmu Oso, you have to stone him, right? And they say him, meaning without any of his clothing. So, Ha'ish Mechasin Oso Milchonov. So by the man, they would cover him with a small piece of clothing in front to cover his erva. And if a woman was being stoned, they would have a small piece of clothing covering her makama erva in the front and the back. As we say that her makama erva is even sealed, the back side is also considered her makama erva. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. But Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say no. Ha'ish niskal arum. A man is stoned in the nude, and I guess he would just have that small cover. The ena ish niskal aruma. But a woman is not covered, is not stoned in the nude. Rather, they would put some sort of a light cloak over her. The point being is that you want to diminish the protective layer that the executed person has, so they would die faster. But if it's something bulky, I guess the stone wouldn't do the job as quickly. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, Ha'ish Michasin Oso, the man you cover him, Perik Echad Milfanav, the Isha, you cover him a little bit in the front. And the isha shnei prakim beimufanel meachorei. You cover a little bit in the front and in the back. Ripnei shekula erva, because that entire area below the waist by a woman is considered the makama erva, even the back. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim omrim ha'ish niskal arum. The man is stoned arum. Ve'ena ish niskal aruma. But she is not. Rather, her entire body is covered with this sort of cloak. So my time in the Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan say that the woman is not stoned aruma? So Amarkra, because the Pasuk says, this is when they stoned the Mikalel, right? There's the one who cursed in Vayikra. It says, Viragmu Oso, and they stoned him. So my Oso, what does it mean they stoned him in masculine? Ilema Oso, below Oso, if you think that means that you only stone him, but you don't stone a woman, meaning a woman does not get skila, but Haksi, that can't be. Because when it talks about the one person who gets skila when they were over the Avera of Ovid of Odezara, it says over there, Behotzesa Ishahu, Oesa Hishahi, and new skila. So a woman clearly gets skila. So what's the Oso? Ela my Oso, Oso below Ksuso, right? Oso beloksuso, ha'osa biksusa, meaning he gets stoned without any clothing, therefore he's naked except for that one piece in front of his erva, but she has to wear a cloak. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says no. V'rugmu oso, he says, oso beloksuso, loshna isha. It's oso over there is only talking about because that person was a man, I think, because that person was a man. But once we know the halacha that a woman is stoned the same way that a man is stoned, so you have the same halachas. They're stoned without the God, except for a little piece to cover their makam erva. For a man, the makam erva is only the front. For the woman, it's the front and the back. But both cases, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in both instances, they are stoned without clothing. So that's the Gemara now seems to say that. And I'm not sure. I think this may be the Machlokas Rashi and Tosos, but the Gemara seems to be first now indicates that it's a Machlokas in the Psukim, and now the Gemara says Lememra the Rabban Chayish Leherhura. Now we're thinking that now the Gemara is going on to say that maybe the Machlokas is not necessarily by Psukim. The Machlokas is the Gabe is a different reason, or some sort of Svara that says that the Rabban Chayish Leherhura. The Rabban have the woman clothed because they're cautious to the people who see her standing there naked. They're going to have Herhurim. Right, so Rabban Chayish Leherhura, Rabbi Yehuda Lo Chayish Leherhura, and Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't care that she's standing there naked, then he's not worried for hear her. So that can't. The Gemara asks on that, but if that's the case, we know that they have a similar machlokas by Sota, And it seems to be the opposite. By Sota, she comes to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen does the whole thing, and the Kohen is supposed to be ripping her clothing. And we don't care, and they rip off and tear off the cover of her hair. And we don't care whether it rips her shirt or not. And that will be Megala, parts of her body that are supposed to be covered. But we have the following case in the Mishnah, in Sota, on Dav Zayin, the Tnan, HaKohen Oches B'Bavdeha, the Kohen grabs her shirt, im nikru nikru, im nifru nifru, if they rips, it rips, if her hair gets untied, it gets untied, atche megalas liba, until he reveals her chest, until he reveals her heart. And then, usosar sa'ara, and he undoes her hair. And Rabbi Huda Omer, im haya liba na'a, lo haya megaleyu, im haya sa'ara na'a, lo haya sosro. If she was good, a pretty woman, and they were afraid that if you were megala her chest, that would lead to something, then they wouldn't rip it. They wouldn't rip it off. So here it's completely opposite. Because here you see that Rabbi Yehuda is choshesh for her, whereas opposed by the Makam, by Skila, he allows the women to be stoned without clothing. And the other way around, by the Rabbanan, they don't care that the woman's chest is revealed by the Sota, but by the Skila, they have her wear a piece of clothing. So it seems to be opposite Svaras. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, no, there's no Shaila, there's no Stira. Let's talk about Rabbi Yehuda first. Amar Rabba, Hasam Hainu Taima. The reason why we're choshesh v'hirah over there is because Shema Tetzi Mibizdin Zakah. Maybe in that case, she'll drink the water and she'll be innocent. Who says she's guilty? She'll be innocent. V'yizkeru ba pirchei kehuna. And she'll walk away. And all the people who saw it now see a woman walking away and they just saw her naked. So maybe they're going to have hirurim. But hacha hamikdala. It can't be any hirur after the maisa now. She's getting killed.
Not true.
What? We're assuming it's right at the point where it happens right at that point. She's getting killed. You're right. The possibility exists that someone will come and raise the flag that they have. That's the whole point, the whole setup. Ein hachanami. So hamikdala. V'chi tema asi la'agrui b'achurinasa. This is an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, "All right, so what? She's getting killed. If you see somebody, so now maybe you're going to have your hurim regarding somebody else. You're going to have a type for somebody else." So Amarava, Rabba says, "Yemiri, we have a mesora ein yetzahara sholit ela b'misha ein avroas." I think it just means what it says, that the yetzahara doesn't take effect. It only takes effect for the person that you see. Tosfos asks right away, "How is that possible?" The Gemara Megillah says that anyone who said the words rachav. Right, when she was a zona, anyone who says the words rachav, miyan nikri, became a balkari right away. So Tosfos says it must be over there that they someone who recognized her and saw her once before, and then would say rachav, and then they would have that issue. But here says that ein yetzahara sholot ela b'misha ein avros. Okay, so that's why for Rabbi Yehuda there's no stira, because over here there's no hear her, because most likely the death is going to take place right afterwards, and no one's going to have a hear her about somebody else. But over there, by the Sota, the possibility exists that you're going to see her unclothed, and then she's going to survive, and then they'll have her hurim. Right, so the Gemara then says, "Amar Rava, the Rabbi Yehuda kasha, the Rabbanan lo kasha." You only answer Rabbi Yehuda. What about the Rabbanan? So Ella Amar Rava, Rabbi answers, "The Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha kedushin." There's no kasha between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbanan nami lo kasha. There's no kasha on the Rabbanan either. The Amakra, the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Yecheskel that talks about. It sort of talks about Sota, but also talks about Bnei Yisrael, right? And he says, the pasuk says, "Vishbati zimim min ha'aretz v'nivaseru kol ha'nashim v'lo sasena kizim maschena." And I'm going to be mivaser at all the women. And they're going to see, and they're going to learn from that, and they won't do what was done, right? That the women who see what's happening by the Sota will take musar that, and they won't be mizana. So we want by the Sota, we want the women to see what happens to the Sota, to see how disgusting it is, and to see how embarrassed she becomes that you rip off her clothing and you megala the leva. So there, we want her to see it. But hacha ein lecha yisur gadol bazeh. Why aren't you? But by the case of Skila, the whole point is to take musar. You're seeing the person get killed. That's musar enough, I guess. Right. So the Gemara then asks, "V'ki teim la abi beitarte." So maybe want them to give them real musar. Give them a double musar. You see her get killed, and also see her naked, and see how disgusting it is when it comes to skila, and they'll really take a lot of musar. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Amar Kra, v'hatul reicha kamocha, brolacha misa yafeh." You have to do it when you give misa in the most yafeh fashion, which I guess throwing off a cliff and then raining stones on top of them is not considered a non misa yafeh, but doing it in a way you already have him being stoned. You don't have to have him being stoned naked. But the interesting point is v'hatareicha kamochav here applies even to somebody who's about to get Misa. Someone who's about to get Misa is what? They're a Rasha. Right? V'hatareicha, so the Rishonim talk about whether or not the mitzvah of v'hatareicha kamochav applies even to a Rasha. Some say no. If it doesn't apply to a Rasha, how do you have v'hatareicha kamochav over here? Because we said before that they did vidui, and this is their kapara. So once they do the Misa, they have kapara, so they're no longer Rishayim. Others say v'hatareicha kamochav applies across the board. The Gemara then says, Lema dirav Nachman Tanahi. So maybe we would say that this whole din of Rav Nachman about v'hatu areicha kamocha is the machlokas Tanoim, because the Chachamim say you have to do a biro misa and not a misa yapa and not to embarrass her. The Chachamim say she has to be clothed. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care. Rabbi Yehuda says throw her off and stone her even when she's naked. So he doesn't have this v'bralacha misa yapa. So the Gemara says, "Lo, is lo the kulam is the Rav Nachman." They all hold like Rav Nachman that you're supposed to have a misa yapa. The thing we have to keep in mind is that if you wore clothing, the assumption was it delayed. Sorry, if you wore clothing, the assumption was it delayed the misa because there was a buffer between what? There was a barrier. So the question then is, what does the Nisko prefer? Does she prefer being embarrassed but die quickly, or does she prefer to have a longer, more excruciating death as long as she's not embarrassed? Maybe it's more embarrassing to be killed in a nude. No, that's the Gemara's assumption. So the Gemara says, "The Kuliyam is the Rabbi Yehuda, the Hachav Hachav Kamifliki, Marsa, the Rabbanah hold Bizioni the Inish Adiflei Tfei Minaychi Degufa." The woman, I guess, is rather be embarrassed, even if she's going to have more pain in her body. Sorry, she'd rather not be embarrassed. Umarsa v'nicha Degufa Adiv Bizione. A person is rather not suffer that, and doesn't care as much, even if it causes certain bizoyan. Like you're saying, I'm about to get killed. What's the difference?
This is a different perspective now, looking at it from her perspective.
Right. What is her perspective? From her perspective. So, right. Kind of a simple. Next Mishnah says, now we're continually talking about the skila. So, Beis HaSkila HaYagobush DeKomos. Right? The Beis HaSkila, the cliff that they threw him off, was the height of two men, which is some say anywhere between 6 amos and 9 amos. And then what would happen? Right? Echav min ha'edim docho al masnav. One of the Edom would come and basically push him off the cliff, right? Gemara asks, why is it one of the Edom? Why did the Edom do it? It seems here that the Edom are the executioners. So, two answers I saw. Number one was the Rambam says that, well, they're the ones who are most certain. They're the only ones who know for sure. So let them go ahead and do it. I don't know, but the judges know for sure also. Everything's based on the Edom. But the Rambam says, they're the ones who know for sure, let them push it. I saw that the Ralbag says that originally, when the Edom come to give testimony, you're supposed to let them know that, by the way, you should know that if we find him guilty, you're the one who has to kill him. So it's part of making sure that the Edom know that they're 100% certain, because you should know at the end of the day, you're going to have to do a Maaser Ritzicha. So you should make sure that when you're giving testimony, that you know all the ramifications of what your testimony has to be, so that they will know that when it comes time, they're not only giving testimony, they're actually going to be the executioners. Okay. So basically, I go with Shnekamos Echad Min Ha'Edim Dochal Masnav Nefach Alibo. If he fell face down, Hovchal Masnav, they would turn him, I guess, to the side. Im Mesba, if he died by falling down off of this, Yatsa. I don't know what Yatsa means. So Yatsa means one. I saw Yatsa means either based in was Yotze, they don't have to do anything else. Or number two means Yatsa. Even though he didn't have a stone thrown on him, he still gets his kapara. Okay, so Yatsa the Imlav, and if he does not die by being pushed off, Hasheni notel esa evan, the second guy, the second aide takes the stone, right? The stone. We're not talking about that. The nosno alibo and chucks it onto his chest, throws it on him to kill him. If he dies, he died. The imlav, and if he doesn't die from that, rigimasu b'chol yisrael. Then everybody else can now take the stones and pelt him with the stones, right? Shenema, because the pasuk says yad ha'edim tiyev over rishona. First goes the edim, right? The rest of the nation comes afterwards. So first the Eden have to try to take care of business. If that doesn't work, then the rest of the nation comes in and makes sure that it works. Okay. So Tano Vikoma Shalo Hare Kan Shalos, right? It says that it's 2 amos high.
The precipice is two
stories high. The height of a man, right? So that's about plus his height, because you push him off from a standing position. So that's 3. Right, it's 3 komos high that he's falling down. That's what seems to be the minimal amount that the Gemara says. Now the Gemara is going to ask from a Gemara, Baba Kama, if we remember, The Gemara of Akama says that a pit, in order to give misa to kill the animal, is only how much? 10 tefachim. So it seems that 10 tefachim is sufficient enough to kill. The question is it the same thing for a person as it is for an animal? So I think the Aruch HaNer talks about that. So the Gemara says, Tana, the Koma Shalom, Rekan Shalosh, Miba Inam Kulei Hai. Who needs such a height? Remino, ask a stira. Ma Bor Shahu Kadei Lahami Sasar Tvachim, Ap Kol Kadei Lahami Sasar Tvachim. Right? Just look, a boar can kill for 10 Tvachim deep. Then also, anything can kill for 10 Tvachim deep. Right? Rashi says, Mishnah Hubba Baba Kama, right? Echon Achofer Bor, Echon Achofer Siach, Ma'ara Chayb, and Apil Shor Vachomer, Im Kain, Lama Nema Bor. Why does it say a boar? Bor Shishbo Kadei Lahami Sasar Tvachim. It's only 10 Tvachim. Right? Same thing. So the Gemara says, if you go a little further, Hayipuchusi Mikan, if it's less than 10 Tvachim, Benafu Socha and Shorvacham remains putter. Alma Sara Havi Shir Lahamis. 10 Tvachim is the Shir for Misa. Why do you need such a height now of three Komos? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Amar Krav, V'yahatu L'reicha Kamocha. No, again, V'yahatu L'reicha Kamocha, B'rolecha Misa Yafa. You have to make sure he dies quickly. You don't want him to, you want to be careful, you want him to die from the fall. So Gemara asks the next question, Yimkein Yihachi Ligviyu Tvei, throw him off from the top of a skyscraper. So the Gemara says, Mishum de Minivu. Because I guess Rashi says, Im Gavoi Yosem Yidai, Mispazek Gupo Ve'yvorov, Misparkin Ve'kriso Nivkos. He'll fall apart. And that's disgusting, and that's the design of the mace, and you don't want to do that, so you just try to make it the exact shear. I don't know, so if he falls off and doesn't die, then you chuck stones on him. That's going to be pretty gross too. But I guess the assumption is that that's just the way it was. That wasn't disgusting. That's the halacha. See, if you have, that's what the halacha is, then that's not considered a nivel. So the Gemara says, Echa min Eidim Dochva, one of the Eidim push him. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanim Minayim Shabdachia, how do you know she's supposed to push him? Pasha says, you have to stone him. How do you not have to push him? So Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, right, this is the pasuk by Har Sinai, right? The pasuk says, Lo Sigabo, you can't touch it, Ki Sakel Yisakel, because either you'll be stoned, or Yoru Yira, or you'll be pushed off, in Behema Yimish, right? So it says, Minayi Shoshkil, Talmud Lomar Sakel, right? It says, Minayin, right, Minayin Shabidchiyah, Talmud Lomar Yara, that, which I guess this means to be pushed off. Uminayin shebeskila, and where do you know you have to do skila also? Tamal or sakel. The pasuk says skila as well. Uminayin shebeskila ubedchia. How do you need both? Tamal omar sakel yisakel. Oh, yora yora. Question is, why does yuria come first? Maybe the skila should come first. That's first in the pasuk. So, because I guess the answer is because you do the skila, he's definitely going to die right away. And you're supposed to do both. So the Gemara then says, Uminayin sheim meis bedchia yotza. How do you know that if you just push him off and then he dies, he's yotza, and therefore you don't have to throw the rock on him? Tamal omar. Oh, yora yora. It says, oh, yora, yora. I guess the extra O teaches you that that would be sufficient. It's one or the other. Right? You can do both, or you can do one or the other. I don't know where you learned that the pushing comes off first. That's what Gemara seems to leave that out. Minayin sha'afu doros. How do you know that this halacha applies for all generations? Maybe it only applies to what happened at Har Sinai. Tosas says, what are you talking about? We always learn out from what happened. So Gemara says, oh, Har Sinai shot. And Tosas says, Har Sinai maybe is different. How do you know Har Sinai is different? Because the mountain itself lost its kedusha afterwards. So maybe all the halachas that apply to the mountain loses their significance afterwards. Minayin sha'afu doros kain. So Talmud Lomar, pasuk says, Sakol Yisakel, which is Rashi points out, is Lashon Asir, it's future tense. It does low cost of Sakol Yisakel or Yora Yora. It talks about the future tense. So the future tense is Lashon Asir. Is that future? Sakol Yisakel. Yisakel, yeah, Yisakel is future. Right, well, so since. Yeah, so that if they happen to go on it, then they should get stoned. You're only talking about the future. So I don't know, maybe we can talk about more presents. Maybe it should just say Sakol Sakel. He goes on, do it right now. Okay. So Gemara then says, the Imlav, if he doesn't die from being pushed off, the Imlav, Eid Hasheni, no tell us Evan. The second aid takes the stone. Gemara says, no tell, he picks up the stone? It can't be. It's a big, heavy stone. Vatanya, Reb Shimon ben Lazar Omer, Evan Haisusham, Mashvoi Shnei Bnei Adam, Masoi Shnei Bnei Adam, the big stone that was there, you needed two people to lift it up. Right, no, and the Gemara says, "Not love and not snal evil." Then you pick it up and throw it on his heart in meis boyotza. The Gemara then says, "Wait a second, lo tameich tikshilach yigufa." The brice itself is difficult because the brice says it's masoi shnebe adam and then not love and osna. It's only two people can pick it up, but the brice itself says that then he picks it up. So the Gemara says, "No, ella the medalile b'hadi chavrei v'shodli iyu ki hechi ditesi marze." Somehow it got lifted or put in position by two, and then only one guy shoves it off the cliff. And that's good. And then Rashi says, but with one guy doing it, more koach comes.
I don't understand what the Metzius is, what they did. I don't know how he says it in the English, of what they did. Rashi says, Shadile Ihu, one of them throws it off, the Tesi Marzi, gets more koach, because Mikoach Gadol, the Shnaim Ein Yechol Mekavein Kocham Lashlicha Echad, Kezem Mashlich Zem Akvo. Because when one throws, one's holding back. Aval HaYochin Mashlich Bekoach. Well, one guy can throw it off the koach. Where's the one guy throwing off the koach? If we just said that the Brisa says that it's too heavy for one person. So I don't understand. I just don't understand what the Metzius is. Yeah, but then he should drop it. But then he should drop it when the other guy lets go. So they're both holding it, and he just is the one who pushes it. What does the English say?
I
said, "Rashi says."
This is because the two would find it difficult to precisely coordinate the moment of release. At the moment, one is casting a stone down; the other is still grasping it.
Okay.
Rashi just teaches us that after the two witnesses have picked up the stone together, one removes his hands from the other person.
So it's too heavy for them to lift, but once it's lifted, then the guy can control it and throw it off. Okay. The Im Lav Regimiso, right? So the Gemara then says, if not, then all the Klal Yisrael goes and throws it. The Gemara says, why does Mishnah talk about this? V'hatanya may olam lo shonaba adam. This never happened. A person never lived beyond stage two. So why are you talking about stage three? So the Gemara says, Mika Amid Avid. Did I say that that's actually what happened? Ni'imacha ka'imina. If you need to, that's stage three. It doesn't necessarily mean that it happened. The Halamin was. So Amar Mar says, Evan Haisa. There was a stone at the execution site. The Gemara says, wait a second, how can there be a Nashma? The Mashma says that they used the same stone. It was a stone set aside at the execution site. So Gemara says, Vahatanya, the Gemara says, Achas Evan Shenitzkoba. Whether it's the stone that he was used to kill the guy, Achas Eishenitlalov, or the tree, or the branch that he was hung on, the Achas Sayef, or the sword Shenerogbo, the Achas Sudah Shenetlakbo, or the handkerchief that he was used to strangle him, Kulanik Barinimo. They're all buried with the mace. It's buried with the mace. So how do you tell me that they had the stone set aside at the execution site? So, of course. So Lo Tzricha de Mitkni Umaisi Achrina, they would use one, and then after they finished, they went and they got another stone and put it. Basically, it makes it sound like the stone was already there. The Gemara says, yeah, the stone was there. They killed with one stone, and before the next case came up, they poured another stone back up there. Question is, though, Gemara asked the question. The Gemara says, Nikbar Imo? They're buried with them? Batanya Bryce says, ain't Nikbar Imo? Then that's not buried with him. Samara Papa, my Imo. What does Imo mean? Imo bitfisoso. Imo means the kever is toface. We saw that before also in Bava Basra. A kever is toface, the dalal amos around it. So you bury it not necessarily with the mace, but with the dalal amos of the mace. So why is it everything buried with the mace? Why do you bury the stone or the sword with the mace? So what? I don't know. The Ramban says the reason is because just like if the son gets killed and the blood is splattered everywhere, you bury everything associated with the mace. With the mace, sometimes you have surgeries. They take all the sheets and everything like that. They throw it in. I talked to Daniel. I think that's what happens. But so to here, you know, there could be blood on the stone. There could be something on it. So you have to throw it in with them. But I saw something. The Rambam says no. What the reason is that if the tree that the person was hung on is standing over there, every time you pass by, someone would say, oh, you should know that so and so was hung on that tree. And so if he's on the mace, everyone to point to his makom of where he was executed. Yeah, so it only talks about the stone, not about the precipice they were thrown off. That was actually an actual site. That's a good point.
So go with the Ramban then.
The Gemara then says, Amar Shmuel, Nokta Yara Edim Pater. So Shmuel says, when the aid gave testimony, he had hands. And then when it now comes time to push the guy off, for some reason his hands were chopped off beforehand. Alright? So putter, then there's no misa. Because my timer, why? The ba'inon yad edim tiyebo b'rishona, the leka. You need the hands of the edim. And there's no hands of the edim over here. But Shmuel is basically holding up that if a pasuk says to do something, you have to do it exactly the way. It has to be krokim ashmo. That's Shmuel shita. Krokim ashmo. And here it won't be krokim ashmo because he doesn't have the hand anymore. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If you need a hand for the pasuk says yada edim, what about the following case? Right? Elamata Adim Gadima Dimikara Hakanami Dipsili. Maybe Adim who don't have hands should be Pasaladas. We don't see that anywhere. Because they won't be able to push him off. So Gemara says, no. Hands don't necessarily mean actually hands. So Gemara says, Shiny Hassam, the Amakra Yada Adim Shahisa Kfar. Whatever the aid had at the time of the Aidus, that's considered his hand. So I guess if a guy only had, you know, was chopped off by the wrist, and then by the time came he got chopped off by the elbow, maybe he wouldn't be able to push it off. Apparently not. You wouldn't be able to do it because the witness is the one who has to push him off. Apparently not. Well, both of them had. So if one witness dies, he wouldn't be able to do it. What about the other one? He can only do one part. He's supposed to do the first part. What about the second part? What if he doesn't die? Yeah, let's push him off. If he dies, he dies. If not, not. I don't know if you do that. Whatever. Pay extra taxes for that. So, Mesve, the Gemara says, wait a second. Why? The questioning now is that it seems to be that you have to have Maisa Kepshuta. You have to do it exactly the way the Pasuk says. The Gemara says, Mesve, ask the following question. The Pasuk says, let's say the case is where a guy was convicted and he runs away. So now they go into another court. So, Kol Mokum Sheyidu Shnayim, if two people testify, the Yomru, Me'idim Arab Ish Ploni, we testify about a person A, Shenigmar Dinu Bezdin Ploni Vuploni, that so, and he was convicted in that certain court, Uploni Uploni Edov, and so and so were his Edim, Hareze Yehoreg, he gets killed. What do you mean he gets killed? We're in a different court now. He's not going to get killed with the Edim who testified about him, because they're in a different city. He ran away. So it's not Maisa Kipshuto. You don't do it the way the Pasuk does, because somebody else, other than his real Edim, are going to do the execution. So Shmuel answered, Tigrim Shmuel, the Hain Edim. No, we're talking about a case where his original Edim ran after him, and found him, and then gave the testimony, which is very difficult from the words of the Brisa, which says, Haray, and Ploni were the Edim. That's how you talk about yourself? Okay. And the Gemara says, Gemara continues asking on Shmuel, Umi ba'inon kra kidiksiv, you really have to actualize exactly what the Pasuk says. V'hatanya, we have a Brisa that says, most yumas hamake rotseyahu. Right? The Pasuk is, where is this? This is, Obe'ebe ko b'yodu v'yomos v'yomos mos v'yomos 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 v'yomos. Right? Most yumas hamake rotseyahu. It seems over here that we only know that he's supposed to get the actual misa that he's supposed to get. What happens if for whatever reason we didn't have a stone, we didn't have a branch, we didn't have a sword, that you can kill him with a different type of misa? Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, most yumas hamakeh mikol makom. So you see, even though the Pasuk is going to tell you that you have to do skila, if you can't do skila, you can do it a different way. Meaning you don't have to do it exactly the way the Pasuk tells you to do it. Gemara says, what are you talking about? The Pasuk specifically tells you. Gemara says, no, Shani Hasan, Amakra, most yumas. The Pasuk tells you, most yumas. It's two different way levels. Number one, you do what the misa you're supposed to get. If you can't do the misa you're supposed to get, then you should do it another misa. Not that you're changing what the Pasuk tells you. You're doing what the other Pasuk told you to do. So that's not a raya. So the Gemara says, V'ligmar minei mishum dehabe rotseach v'gol adam shnei ksuma boink echa. No, so maybe we should just say over there that v'ligmar minei means we should learn out from this pasuk that you can change. You don't have to do it exactly the way it says in the pasuk. Just learn from here. The Torah is giving you a way that you can see from here, from this lima, that you don't have to do it exactly the way the Torah says. Someone says, no, because it's shnei ksuma boink echa. And most shittas hold, even though the pasuk shittas says you need three, they have to two psukim and come teach you one thing, it doesn't teach you the rest of the Torah. It's snake suvim abon ke'echad eim elamdin. The Gemara says, no, over here it's mishun d'habi rotseach v'gol adam snake suvim abon ke'echad. It's a rotseach and gol adam are two psukim. V'kol snake suvim abon ke'echad eim elamdin. Right, so what are the two psukim? So rotseach had amaran. The rotseach, like we just said, guy who kills is supposed to get saif. If he can't do saif, he's supposed to kill him any other way. What's the case of the gol adam? Gol adam mahi, the Tanya, the Brice that says, gol adam yomis es harotseach. Right, the goal hadam. Right, the family member should go and get kill the rotseach. I guess if he runs out of the ir miklat, mitzvah the goal hadam. It's a mitzvah that the goal hadam does it. Uminayin shim ein lo goel. How do we know that if there is no goel, shebizdin? I never knew this. Shebizdin man midin lo goel. Because they appoint someone to go after him. Shenemar upagu bo, and you get him mikol makom. He can get hit by any place. They appoint. So the two. So there are only two places in the two psukim that teach you not to do exactly what the pasuk says, and therefore you can't learn from them. So
I just think the answer is that these, the other way around, these psukim are not telling you not to do what the pasuk says. They're telling you an alternative way of how it gets done.
So Amalei Mark Shisha Braid Rav Chizda Rav Ashi. So Umi Lo Ba'ina Krakid Ksiv. You can tell me that there are people who hold that you don't need to do Krakid Ksiv. You don't have to do exactly the way it says in the Torah. Bahatnan pasuk says Haya Echen Me. One of the, I think this is one of the parents by the Ben Sora Moria, right? So one of the, right, the parents have to testify. So Haya Echen Mehem Gidim. I think Gidim is lame. They're missing a limb. Okay, Gidim O Elaim. Or I guess they couldn't. They were mute, right? O Chiger, O Suma, O Chirish, Eino Nasa Ben Sora Moria. In all these situations, it doesn't become. You can't become a Ben Sora Moria. Why? Shanem Mark. The pasuk says. V'tafsu bo, that they have to grab him, v'lo g'dimin, I guess not the stump, it's actually their actual body parts have to grab him, correct me if I'm wrong, v'hotziu oso, they have to bring him out, v'lo chigrin, I don't know how does that work, you can't be lame, so they bring him out, v'omru, and they have to say, v'lo ilimin, they can't be mute, b'neinu zeh, they have to say, point, this is our son, v'lo sumin, I guess a blind person can't recognize with 100% certainty, I don't know if that's true or not. Right, he doesn't listen to our voice, so therefore lo charashin, they can't be mute because they have to say they didn't listen to our voice. So my timer, why is this the reason? Lav mishum de'bein and krokid exiv, because you need the krokid exiv to do the pasuk. You have to execute the pasuk exactly the way it says. So Gemara says, lo shani hasam the kuli kro yaseiru. Now everything over there, and it seems to what we were saying before, everything's a limit over there. It's learned out that this is the specific way to do it, but it doesn't necessarily. I don't know how that answers. Yeah, that's the way. That's the way it has to be done. It should have been written a different way. Tashma. This is by an Ir Nidachas. Okay, we have another rite. An Ir Nidachas. It says that it has to have a street. You have to have a street in the city.
It's theatrics.
What?
It's not. So it's not pre-existing. It's just theatrics.
No, the Gemara is telling you that the pasuk tells you that this is the way it's supposed to be done.
If you can't do it, then you can't do it. Okay.
Which isn't that what we're trying to find out?
Okay.
No, but the skila tells by the side, it tells you if you can't kill him this way, kill him another way. So my Sarumara also says if you're lame, you can't do it. I don't understand what the whole raya is. All right. Tashma Emlecha by an Iri Dachas. It has to have a town square, right? So Emlecha Rechov, if there's no this thoroughfare, Einazis Iri Dachas, the Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, Pasuk says that it has to have a street, and if it doesn't have the street, then there's no camping Iri Dachas. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Emla Rechov, if it doesn't have the street, Osin La Rechov. They make it, and then you can burn the city. So Akan lo pligi el de masav rechov meikarov ve'in lo masav rechov the hashda nami can be karadami. The only machlokas is whether or not putting a street in later satisfies the requirement. But they all hold that the kuli alma ba'in and krod could exib. Everyone holds you need to do that. The pasuk you have to in order to execute the yinidachas, it has to be exactly what the pasuk says, which says you have to have a street in it. So you see, everyone does hold that you have to have it the way the pasuk says. The Gemara says not tanaihi. It happens to be it's a machlokas tanaim. The tanan, but there's a mission that says. I think this is coming by the Metzora, who's coming to be to become Tahor. So it says, where is this Mishnah? Peches coming up. Okay, the Tanan Emo Bohein Yad Bohein Regel. If he doesn't have like a thumb on his hands or on his feet, Ozen Yamanis, or he doesn't have a right ear, which are the things that we're supposed to put the oil on to make him Tahor. Emo Tahor Alamis. He can never become Tahor. So therefore, you have to do exactly, literally, what the pasuk says. But Rabbi Lezer Omer, Nosin al makomo v'yotze. You put it on wherever it would be, and you're yotze, and that's it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nosin al smol v'yotze. Just put it on the other hand. So they say you don't have to do it exactly the way the pasuk says. If it's impossible to do it the way the pasuk says, you do it in a different way. So you see, it's a machlokas tanaim. Where or not, you have to actually do exact. Sorry. Discrimination. So. Torah says it's the way you're supposed to do it. Coming from you, I'm surprised to hear that. Okay. Yeah, aren't you? Okay. Let's go to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, continuing, Kol haniskolim nitlin. Everyone who gets stoned then subsequently is hung up, I guess, for a public viewing. Divi Rabbi Lazar. The Chachamim or Chachamim say, no, that's not the case. Eino nitlin, a guy who gets stoned is not hung for public viewing, except for Elah HaMegadif of Ovid Vavzara. Except for the Megadev, right? That's the Kofer and the Oved Avodah Zarah. Now, about being hung. Ha'ish tolen oso panav klapei am. He's hung with his front facing everybody else. V'ha'isha panea klapei ha'etz. Her face, she's turned around and she's facing the tree. Divi Rabbi Lezer. I guess it's in such a way that it's not going to spin around with the wind or something like that, that she won't spin around. I don't know. Divi Rabbi Lezer. V'chamim omri, v'chamim say, ha'ish nitla. Now, this case where the Megadev and the Oved Avodah Zarah, the man is hung, ve'ena ishu nitlas. And the woman is not hung. So the Gemara that says, you know, we saw this yesterday, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Balo Shimon ben Shetach, Talib Nashim ben Ashkelon. Didn't Shimon ben Shetach, you know, hang 80 of those machshefos in Ashkelon? Right, so then the Rashi, I think yesterday, Shabbos, when did we see that case? And anyway, so, right, he's hung 80. So Amar Lo, don't learn from there, because Shimonim Nashim Talib, they ain't done Mishnaim Yom Echad. Forget that, Shimon ben Shetach was a different case, because he killed 80 in one day, and we usually don't judge more than one in a day. But he's obviously over there was a different story. Okay, Tana Rabbanon, Pasuk, the Brisa says, whereas the Pasuk is in Devarim, it says, V'chi yeh v'ish chet mishpat mavet, v'humas v'talisa osu aleitz. You hang him on a tree. So the Gemara says, v'humas v'talisa, lachol yachol kol hamumsim nitlin, maybe all those who die should be hung. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk then says, there's another Pasuk that says, ki kalalta Elohim. Toloi. Pasuk is in Devarim, it's the next Pasuk. It says, V'lo tolen v'leso al eitz, ki kavortik v'rena b'yom ahu, ki kilulas elokim toloi, v'lo titma et admasra asher Hashem lakech nosan al nachala. He's only talking about the person who is Makalel. It's only the person who is Makalel gets hung. Right? So my Makalel zeh shebeskila, so wait, so one second. V'hum as atlisa yocha kol amus nitl, tamalov kilulas elokim toloi. My Makalel zeh shebeskila, Avkol shebeskila d'Rabbi Lezer. Lezer says, this Makalel is chayev skila. So we'll learn from there. If you're chayev skila, you get hung. Lecham Omer, no. My Makalel is a shekofer b'ikar. The Makalel, what was his chait? He was kofer b'ikar. So too, Avkol shekofer b'ikar. Only if you're kofer b'ikar, that's the one who gets hung. So what's the Machlokas about? So Machlokas is about, we've seen this before, whether or not you dorish psukim in Rivui Miut Rivui, which is, I think, Rabbi Kiva Shita, or you do Klal Prat Klal, which is the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael. Right? Rivui Miut Rivui is a little more expansive, as opposed to klal aprat klal. So Gemara then says, what's the machlokas about? Rabbanan darshi klal uprati. The Rabbanan who say that only the Megadev gets hung, their doris klal aprat, but Rabbi Lazar darish riboy umiyuti. Rabbanan darish klal aprati, right, it says as follows. Vuhumat, right, the talisa, that's a klal. You die, you get hung. Ki kilulat is a prat, it's klal aprat. I have a mik. Mekrivi lahadadi. How do you read this? Oh, they put together right. So then Amrin aim b'klal elamashe b'prat. The klal only has what's in the prat, and the prat is only those who are megadif. Hani in midiachrini lo, but hashta demerchi mehadadi. But now that these psukim are far away from each other. Ahani l'ribuye avodas chachavim b'damele b'chol mili. So I'll add avodas chachavim, which is similar, is completely similar to the prat b'chol mili. How? Because you're kofer b'ikar. So you have a klal prat, a klal to add the megadev and the oved avodah zarah. Right? Rabbi Lezer says darish ribuye umiute. Ribuye umiute. V'humas v'talisa is a ribuye. Everybody. Right? Ki kilas miut. If they were right next to each other, then I wouldn't be marber anything else. Then I would only add the avodas chachavim because it's similar. But now that these two psukim are distant from each other, then I can do riboy, miut, and riboy, and add all the shar and niskalim. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone should have a chag kasher v'sameach, good yontif, and make sure not to fall behind over yontif.